Good morning. Our question today is saying 100 brachas each and every day. Is this a mitzvah mideoraisa? Is it a mitzvah midirabanan? Or is it simply a midas chasidus, a great thing to do, but it's not a chiyuv, either deoraisa or derabanan? So we're going to actually see three different views. The majority view is that saying mea brachas, 100 brachas every day is a mitzvah midirabanan. And we're going to start off with the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote not only the Mishneh Torah, not only the Mora Nevuchim, it has a number of works, and one of the works is his Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Rambam codified the Taryag Mitzvos, the 613 De'oraisa Mitzvos that Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in there, at the beginning of the book, the Rambam codifies his rules, his rules of the game for why he inserted certain mitzvahs in the Taryag mitzvahs and certain ones that he excluded. And the first of his principles, as he calls it, the Shoresh HaRishon, the first of his principles is that we don't include in the Taryag mitzvahs that are rabbinic in nature, that are rabbanan in nature. And he says, this is obvious, why would I have to mention it? He says, because other codifiers of the Taryag mitzvahs made mistakes. And indeed, we see that some of them included mitzvahs that are rabbinic in nature. And he brings a number of examples. Ner Chanukah, the lighting of the Chanukah licht. Mikra Megillah, that happens on Purim, that he included this, but it's only Durabanan, how do you include it? And he also brings an example of saying 100 brachos each and every day, that there are those who codified this in their Tayyig mitzvahs, and he says that it's Durabanan in nature, so it should not have been included. He concludes Nicham Avelim on the list, that it's Durabanan, not Deraisa. In any case, we see the Shita of the Rambam here, that we only include the Oraisa mitzvahs in the Taryag mitzvahs, and he includes on the excluded list that Mea Brachas B'Choyim, 100 Brachas every day is Derabbanan. Now the Rambam does bring the Shita of the Bahag, and we'll get back to it in a little bit, who indeed includes Mea Brachas B'Choyim in his Minyan of mitzvahs. So we'll have to see what are we going to do with that Bahag. Another opinion that it's Derabbanan nature is the Ra'aviyah, who says that it's an Asmachta Chazal. They brought a reliance, they brought a pasuk from the Torah, but it's really not learned from that pasuk. It's simply a smachta on that pasuk, an institution to Rabbanan that we rely on that pasuk, but it's not learned from the pasuk. So that pasuk is, we've mentioned it in the past, Ma Hashem Elokech Shoel Mimach Kim Lirah. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? It says Ma, and the drush of Chazal is Mea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100 brachas from us each and every day. So that is not the source, that is simply an asmachta. So opinion number one is that it's the Rabbanan. We see that primarily in the Rambam and others. Second opinion starts as follows. There's a Gemara in Menachos and talking about the Mea Brachas B'Choyim, the 100 Brachas every day, that Reb Chiya B'Reder of Avia on Shabbos in Yom Tov, where it's harder to get the 100 Brachas because, why is it? Because we don't have the full Shmoneh Esrei, 19 Brachas three times a day, that's 57 Brachas on Shabbos. It's true we had Musaf, so we had four Shmoneh Esreis, but each one is much shorter, only 7 Brachas each. So accordingly, we are short on Brachas. So what Reb Chiya B'Reder of Avia, the Gemara Menachos, tells us is that he would make it up by saying brachas on besamim, on beautiful senses, on beautiful smells, like Berei B'nei Besamim would say, and also additional food. He'd have snacks of cookies and other things like that, so he'd be able to add up additional brachas. So based on this, Gemara, the Chida learns out that it's a midas chasidus. Why? Because it's specifically Reb Chiya B'Rei D'Rav Avia, who was strict about this, to make sure he made up the brachas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where it was tougher to get 100 brachas. It implies then that everyone wasn't strict about it. It was a special midas chasidus that Reb Chiya was strict about. So that is opinion number two. It's not the Rabbanan. It's indeed a midas chasidus. And the third opinion goes like this, that it's a deraisa. So we'll start out with the medrash that we've seen in the past that says that David HaMelech instituted the 100 brachas each and every day. It's based on the pasuk in Shmuel Bes, Ne'um HaGever Hu Kamal, that David HaMelech instituted Al, which is the Gematria, Ayin is 70, Lamed is 30, is 100. David HaMelech instituted 100 brachas each and every day. Why? Because there was a plague at his time. a plague of 100 Jews dying each and every day, and David HaMelech instituted, in order to get rid of that plague, 100 brachas each and every day, and in fact, the plague stopped when David HaMelech instituted it. So based on this medrash, it seems that it is a mitzvah derabbanan. If it's David HaMelech, it wasn't that Moshe received this mitzvah at Har Sinai. Nonetheless, the Bahag says that there is a chiyuv of 100 brachas, and it's deoraisa. So how do we reconcile the Bahag's opinion that it's deoraisa with the medrash that says that it was David HaMelech who instituted it? So accordingly, the Tshuva Ataras Paz reconciles it as follows, that in fact, it is, according to the Bahag, mi deoraisa, but people were not strict about it, in particular at the time of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech saw that 100 people were dying each and every day. He says, I need to reinstitute it. I need to insist. I need to be a mechazek that people are going to say the Mea Brachas. I need to strengthen this mitzvah. And it was David HaMelech who reinstituted it, re-strengthened it. And accordingly, it's called on his name that he instituted it, because he saw the Magefa. He saw that the plague was being caused, that people were not strict about this mitzvah. And accordingly, the Medrash says it was him who instituted, but it wasn't really him. It's a mitzvah, mea del Raisa. The Manning also says that it's a mitzvah del Raisa, says the Manning. This is his language. It's a Mesorah that we have all the way going back to Moshe Misinai, that we say 100 brachas each and every day. So we can explain the Manning as well. How does that mix with David HaMelech instituting it? That it was a mitzvah from Har Sinai, Del Reisa, but it was simply that David HaMelech reinstituted it when he saw that people were not being strict at his time, and there was that magefa, that plague, so he reestablished it. We could understand the Manig a little bit differently. It wasn't that Moshe received it from Hashem as a mitzvah in the Tariq mitzvahs, but it was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. So it was instituted by Moshe, so even that wouldn't be a deraisa. But in any case, bottom line with all of this is we see we have three different opinions, the opinion of the Bahag and maybe the Manhig, that it is a deraisa. We have the shita of the Rambam and the Ravia that it is a derabanan, and we have the shita of the Chida that it is indeed a midas chasidus. Have a wonderful day.